WGNplus.com. Everything in between.
Welcome back to Sports Life and Everything in Between. Your host, Jared Payton. It's the podcast, and we're down to the last segment of the Everything in Between. And so it's my pleasure to bring on my next guest, Liza Gordon. She's the director of sales for Trunk Club, my favorite place to get my clothes from, the head of the New York office. And I have to say this with a couple tears. She's my old personal stylist because she's not here in Chicago anymore. Liza, welcome to Sports Life and Everything in Between.
Thanks so much, Jared. Really excited to be on.
Well, let's get into it. It's winter time, so a lot of guys want to know about their fashion. I know we're already getting into more of what's hot in the spring, but right now here in Chicago and probably on the East Coast, it's pretty freezing. So are there any tips for guys this winter so they can kind of maybe still feel warm but also feel fresh?
Absolutely. Those men need tips. I heard it's -2 in Chicago today. That is not fun, but at least a little warmer than last winter. But I think one of the most important things guys forget to do is to take their boots and their shoes and whatever they're wearing, you know, to work every day to the cobbler, because they really need to get rubber soles put on their shoes so that they're not slipping and sliding around, especially when it's snowing outside. So that would be my first recommendation. And then I also think it's really important to have great matching accessories. So a great hat with a scarf. And I love the Field Scout ones that we have at Trunk Club. And then I also think Orly gloves are very cool and different for the winter season.
Yeah, you know, Liza, I'm really into accessorizing. And I said that to my mom last night. She looked at me and she was like, "Guys accessorize?" I said, yeah, we got to be fresh too. You know, I mean, you got to look good. It's always like, it really started with me with my shoes, with like my shirt and what I was wearing. I love Converse, so I have to always match whatever. If I have a red shirt on, I got to have my red Chucks on just so I can kind of make everything look fresh. But when you talk about the matching hat with the scarf, I mean, as you start to get up to your grown man swag, you got to kind of piece it together or the ladies aren't going to look at you.
It's so true. And it really finishes the outfit. So it just pulls it all together. And I remember for you, you also started getting great pocket squares, which really added some color and some pop to your look.
Oh, go on, Liza. You're making me feel so important. What's going to be hot this spring? I know we're still in this Siberia here in Chicago and it's freezing, but we have to start looking ahead to spring. What's going to be hot this spring?
It's so fun to think about spring when it's so cold outside. So I think one of the best transitional items that I would want all of my clients to be getting is a fitted knit blazer. So something that's kind of like a cross between, we call it a swacket. So it's a sweater jacket, and it's more of a blazer. And it looks so good on guys. It really is a finishing touch. They can wear it when they go out to dinner at night. They can wear it with their dark denim. And I think it's just a perfect piece to have in their wardrobe if they don't just want to be wearing a normal sweater. And then also, it's really interesting. People are really starting to get into more architectural lines for spring. So it's you'll see some more geometrical lines, and you'll also see a lot of patterns. So it's not always about the color coming come spring, but it's going to be more about the subtle patterns that you're seeing, whether it be polka dots on a collared shirt or a subtle floral. And I know that's kind of scary to guys, but it's going to look really cool when you're wearing a cool floral short with a solid T-shirt or a solid Henley.
Liza Gordon, director of sales from Trunk Club. She's the head of the New York office, and like I said, she is my old stylist, but she still hooks me up because I can be on my app, the Trunk Club app, and I could still kind of interact with her. She can pick out stuff for me. So we're actually still good. We don't see each other all the time, but through the great deal of having an iPhone, I can still get my swag right with her. So as we look forward, we start talking about spring and I start thinking about all the great smells and everything else and just how warm it is and gets warmer. But what about the colors, man? What's going to be hot this spring when you talk about colors?
So I really do. I think it's going to go back to just subtle, really pastels. So whether it be a mint or a very light pink or a very light purple like a lilac, and wearing that in more of a collared shirt, again, with that subtle pattern, So just something with a polka dot or even birds. Birds are really coming out in full force right now, which, you know, you think is a little odd, but when you see it on, you think it's, oh, that's really cool. That guy knows what he's doing. So I think it's all about just the really light pastels and cool subtle patterns.
You know, all those guys out there that are listening to the podcast, they probably want to know what colors they should be rocking. So the ladies will be checking them out just a little bit. If you had two colors, what would those colors be?
Pink and purple for sure.
We're getting back to pink again, or did pink never leave?
Pink doesn't really last. I think it's all about, like, you know, guys get scared because they feel like it's too loud, but it really looks so great on any skin tone, and women just love a man that can really own it and wears pink and purple.
I'm with you. I mean, the first guy that I ever really saw pink that gave me kind of the guts to be able to try to pull it off was one of my favorite rappers, Cameron from The Diplomats. He used to wear pink all the time. And I'm like, if he can rock it, then I know I can rock it. So that's when I went out and got my first pink shirt. And my wife tells me to this day, she's like, you got to wear the pink shirt tonight. Like,
I can attest to that. You look great in the pink shirt.
Oh, go ahead, Liza. Again. So now we're talking about, you know, people now, it's cold outside, but people are still taking trips out to Colorado. They're trying to still look good and ski and have that skiing swag and what you should wear when you're on vacation. So for a warm vacation, what do you pack for one of those ski trips?
Yeah, I mean, so it's really interesting right now in fashion. A lot of things are becoming techier, and there's a lot of tech fabrics that are mingling with the business wardrobe as well as the casual wardrobe. So it's cool to just have your dressed-up hoodie. A lot of guys don't have a dressed-up hoodie. They have the hoodie that they've had for years, but that's what they like to travel in. So Vince has some really soft, cool new hoodies, and I like to throw those in my guys' wardrobes. I also love just the soft sweaters that also look casual, look like sweatshirts almost, and Fury is doing a lot of those. And then you need your chunky knit. You need that après-ski sweater that's really going to feel so cozy and warm when you're sitting by the fire with your hot toddy after you finish your ski day. And so you just want to be able to put on your non-denim cotton twill pants that are soft. You want to put on a pair of boots, and then you want to put on that chunky cardigan with a Henley underneath. And again, don't forget your accessories. You need that beanie and that matching scarf.
So when, Liza, when you're making moves, like a guy like myself who is always traveling, I mean, I'm in and out of my suitcase, and for a long period of time, I mean, I was actually living out of my suitcase, keeping it close to my bed because I was leaving to go out of town. What to pack for one of those quick business trips?
So I always like to put an Eden shirt in for a guy's business trip. It's spelled E-T-O-N, and they're amazing. They're actually the only shirt that you can wear, and when you sweat in it, it actually de-wrinkles the shirt. You can also hand wash it in the sink at your hotel and hang it to dry, and they're totally wrinkle resistant, and they look great whether you're going out to dinner just with a pair of jeans or with your suit. So you pack two of those, one of those shirts, and then you have your suit and you have your jeans and maybe a casual blazer. A blazer is all about texture. If you want to wear it back to denim, it has to have some texture in it, and then you're good to go. And you can pack a pair of your, you know, Cole Haan lace-ups, and then you can wear it back to your suit or to your jeans.
I love me a pair of Cole Haans. I mean,
I know you do.
It's like, Liza, you can't be fresh walking around without, you have to have at least one pair of Cole Haans in your closet. If you don't, it's not even right. My favorite shoe, like, could be my favorite shoe. So let's go to this then. This is another question. As men, we walk around, and, you know, especially not right now because it's so cold out, say we can't, you know, be staring at the ladies. But when, you know, guys go out in the summertime, the springtime, their eyes are always looking. And most of the time you ask a guy, like, what do you see first in a lady? And they always go, oh, man, I was looking at her derriere, or I was, I was looking at her chest. Or a lot of guys lie and say, I was looking at her eyes, her beautiful eyes. But we know, man, guys are always looking. When a woman strolls up with her girls and they're looking at a man, what's the first thing that they look at?
There is no question it's the shoes. We are totally judging a guy on what shoes he's wearing. So you have to have the right shoes for the outfit.
Fellas, get your shoe game up. It's a must. It is a must. Lizzo, I appreciate you so much for jumping on Sports Life and everything in between. And listen, this is the first installation. We hope to have you back for many more to come.
I would only love it. It was such a pleasure.
Lizzo Gordon, Director of Sales at Trunk Club, head of the New York offices, and a great person. Lizzo, if they want to get in touch with you, how do they get in touch with you?
You can reach out to me via email, Liza, L-I-Z-A, at trunkclub.com. And check us out in our office in Chicago. We're on Orleans. We're at 325 West Ohio, right off of Orleans.
Okay, that's what's up. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.
First off, I got to thank Fight Dog from A Tribe Called Quest for jumping on with me to talk some sports. The beautiful and lovely Lizzo Gordon, sales director of Trunk Club in the New York offices, for talking some styles with me. Next week, we'll have a lot more guests and a lot more fun, so stay tuned. It's Sports Life and Everything in Between, the podcast on WGNplus.com.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.
Thanks for listening to Peyton's podcast, Sports, Life, and Everything in Between on WGNplus.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Peyton Sun. That's PAYTONSUN. Or for everything JP, check out JaredPeyton.com. We'll be right back.